ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, text number 23. Ayam chatasya stitipalanakshana Satvam jushanasya bhavaya dehinam Tasma prajama shravanam jagadgurum Swaram sanata sithisham surapya Ayam, this period. Cha, also. Tasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stiti palanakshana, the time for maintenance or for establishing his rule. Sattvam, the mode of goodness. Jushanasya, accepting now without waiting. Havaya, for the increased development or establishment. Dehinam, of all living entities who accept material bodies. Tasma, therefore, Rajama, let us take Sharanam, shelter, Jagadgurum, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the universal teacher. Swanam, his own persons. Sa, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, unto us. Dasati, will give. Sham, the good fortune we need. Sarapya, because he is naturally very dear to the devotees. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he's naturally very kind and dear to the demigods, he will certainly bestow good fortune upon us. Mukam karoti vachalam bandum langa tekirim yaki pandam hambande sigaroti natarinam om agyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshumiditam yena tasa shigurave namaha. So I'm going to read the purport paragraph by paragraph because it's a very long purport. And then I'll comment after each paragraph. Otherwise, you may all fall asleep. So, purport. Paragraph 1. The material world is conducted by the three modes of nature, namely Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. By Rajagun, everything material is created. By Sattvagun, everything material is maintained properly. And by Tamogun, when creation is improperly situated, everything is destroyed. So in the second canto, 7th chapter, verse 39, Lord Brahma is speaking. At the beginning of creation, there was myself, penance, and the nine Prajapatis who generate. And during the maintenance of creation, there is the Lord Vishnu, During the maintenance of creation, the demigods with controlling powers and the kings of different planets. So there is a time for creation, there is a time for maintenance. But at the end, there is irreligion and Lord Shiva and the atheists full of anger. All of them are different manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Lord. So now the demigods are there. So it is a time for maintenance. Stiti, palana. This is the Sanskrit word. It's time for stiti. It's not time for the demons to be in power. The demigods are there. They're supposed to be in power. So we see there are different modes during the creation. The beginning, the mode of passion is dominant. Now the mode of goodness during maintenance. At the end, the mode of ignorance. So we see even during our day, there's different modes. In the early morning, it's goodness. During the day, it's passion. And in the night, it's ignorance. So what is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-controlled, Bhagavad Gita says. And what is the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. I remember when I was visiting the Madrid, Spain temple, then we were living outside and we had to go on the street to the temple to go to Mangalarti. So as we were going on the street, we just woke up and we're going to Mangalarti. Some people were just coming out of the bars and going to sleep. And they said Hare Krishna to us. But it was, so our sleep, our day is their night. The same with Srila Prabhupada. When everyone was sleeping, he would be up awake translating his books. And so Prabhupada was liberated, but to show us how to live in the most effective way, he organized the 24 hours of his day and his night. There was a best time for walking. When the air was cool and the neighborhood was quiet, he went for his morning walk. There was a best time to greet the deities, according to their time. There is a best time for devotees to gather, a suitable time to eat, and a time to answer letters. He preached to his guests at times convenient for their schedules, and he scheduled his transcendental acts not according to the rule, like now it's time for goodness, passion. He was transcendental. But for spreading Krishna consciousness, he adapted his daily schedule. So now ignorance has overcome goodness, but it's time for maintenance, so we have to bring back goodness. The demigods are in goodness, but they lost the fight. So in Bhagavad Gita also, it is said that sometimes ignorance is on top, sometimes passion. So in our day, we also have to fight to invoke the mode of goodness. Sometimes passion gets over us, sometimes ignorance gets over us. But we have to choose the mode of goodness. We have to try. Now is the time to invoke goodness in our life too. We have to be in goodness. And so that is our choice. And here it says, by surrendering. So paragraph 2, from this verse we can understand the situation of Kali Yuga through which we are now passing. Just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, or in other words, at the end of Dwarapa Yuga, Lord Shri Krishna appeared and left his instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in which he asked all living entities to surrender unto him. Since the beginning of Kali Yuga, however, people have practically been unable to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore, after some 5,000 years, Krishna came again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach the entire world how to surrender unto him, unto Shri Krishna, and thus be purified. So, in my last class, Bhagavatam class, I was sharing with you Prahlad Maharaj's reasons why we should surrender. So I'll just review that quickly now, why we should surrender to Krishna. First of all, we're living in the prison of our mind. Our mind has trapped us and keeping us prisoners to its constant chatter in different modes of nature. But we have to control the mind. If we control the mind, it's our best friend. How to control the mind? By surrendering to Krishna. Another reason why we should surrender is because we are being crushed by time. Time is crushing all of us, old and young. It doesn't matter, because time is taking away the duration of our life. Another reason why we should surrender is because everything is temporary. We're living in a temporary world. All the form is always changing, and not according to our liking. It's changing for the worst. And Prabhupada, he was on a morning walk, he saw a sign, detour, temporary inconvenience, permanent improvement. And Prabhupada, he said, permanent inconvenience, no improvement. So, yes, this is the nature of this material world. And another reason why we should surrender to Krishna is because there's no happiness in the material world. We work hard and the carrot is in front of us and the carrot is always moving. We don't get it. The happiness that we're desiring keeps on moving ahead of us. So no happiness here. So that's why we should surrender. Paragraph 3, surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna means achieving complete purification. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarvadharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyami ma shiksha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Thus, as soon as one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one certainly becomes free from all contamination. So, again, why good reasons why we should surrender. Krishna promises to protect us. We have a guarantee of protection from our sinful reactions. So, there are many things that Krishna is protecting us from, and this I mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita class. So in case you weren't there, I'll enlighten you what Prabhupada says about that. That first of all, we have protection from anxiety over our maintenance. If we depend on Krishna, he will maintain us. I never really worked my whole life, and I don't have any social security, no pension, but Krishna's maintaining me. I'm still alive, and he's maintained me my whole life, and I have faith he will maintain me in the future also. I have no income, no fixed income, but Krishna is maintaining me. And so just try it. Just try doing devotional service, surrender to Krishna. It works. It works. Krishna will maintain you. Just try it. I remember actually I was getting something from ISKCON for a few years. All of a sudden it was taken away. And I thought, okay, what's the message here? There must be a message for me, something I need to understand why I'm not being maintained anymore by ISKCON. And I got the message, get out of Vrindavan and preach. So that was the message. And I took that message to heart, and no worries for maintenance anymore.
How many different countries?
How many? 4 continents. So I don't know how many countries. Lots of countries. That's up to Krishna. You don't have to worry if you go out and preach, if you surrender to Krishna. Part of surrendering means to go out and preach. Another protection you get from Krishna is protection from fall down. That we just read the story about Indradyumna Maharaj. He fell down and got an elephant's body. But he was protected. He remembered. How can an elephant remember anything from his past? So this was Chetaguru in the heart. He will help you remember what's the best thing for you, how you can come to him. Tesham satata yukdanam pachitam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. So yenamam ubhyantite. I'll give you the intelligence how you can come to me. So Bharat Maharaj was protected. He remembered in his dear body, he remembered his previous life. Chitraketu was protected, although he became a demon. So many of us have been born in demonic families. And But we have been protected. Somehow or other, we took up devotional service in this life by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Another protection is protection from Maya. Maya can attack even here in Vrindavan because you have your mind here. Your body may be in Vrindavan, but your mind may be anywhere. And so we need protection from Maya. And Prabhupada explained the protection from Maya is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is our protection from Maya. The next protection, we have these anarthas in our heart. We have these dirty things, lust, anger, greed. So you will get protection from Krishna from these things also. They will disappear very soon if you chant attentively, if you surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of the fan. Fan is running. If you turn it off, then it still runs for a little bit, and then it finally is off. But because the electricity is off, the fan will stop. So now our karma has been switched off. But still a little bit may come but we've taken off the power supply. We've stopped the karma supply. And so very soon it will be finished. And so another protection is from sinful desires. We have sinful desires, seeds in our heart that are ready to sprout. So we will get protection from these things. And you may wonder, when does the protection start? So in a beautiful purport about Ambarish Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada explains that even before Durvasa attacked Ambarish, Krishna knew and he had his chakra ready to protect Ambarish. So Krishna knows if we're going to need his protection, we're in danger. And he will give it to us. So Prabhupada says, when? This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. So you got it. Anyone who's here in this class has protection already. But according to how much you allow Krishna to protect you. If you want full protection, you have to allow Krishna to give you full protection. Don't depend on so many other things. So paragraph 4, Kali Yuga is full of contamination. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.351. Kaler dosani he rajanasti he kumahankuna kirtanari krishna syamukta sangha param vajet. This age of Kali is full of unlimited faults. Indeed, it is just like an ocean of faults, dosha niti. But there is one chance, an opportunity. Kirtanari krishna syamukta sangha param vajet. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can be free from contamination of Kali Yuga and in his original spiritual body can return home back to Godhead. This is the opportunity of Kali Yuga. So there's darkness and there's light. Now the sun is here, so we have light. But when the sun sets, there is darkness. So now we're in the age of darkness, Kali Yuga. So it appears like, where's the sun? Where's the sun? There is sun. There is light. It's not that there's no light. But in Kali Yuga, people don't want to see the light. They hide themselves. They don't want to see the light. Light is there for everyone, but they don't want to see the light. So what is the light? The light is the order. The spiritual master chant Hare Krishna, like Prabhupada just said, the light of Kali Yuga is chanting holy name. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't go to the darkness. Go to the light. Prabhupada gives the example, if you get in an airplane in the morning and you fly west, if you keep flying and don't stop, then you will never see the sunset. So if we keep ourselves always in the light of Krishna consciousness, we will not see the darkness of Maya. So paragraph 5. When Krishna appeared, he gave his orders. And when Krishna himself appeared as a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed us the path by which to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga. That is the path of the Hare Krishna movement. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he ushered in the era for the Sankirta movement. It is also said that for 10,000 years, this era will continue. This means that simply by accepting the Sankirtan movement and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga will be delivered. After the battle of Kurukshetra, which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continues for 432,000 years, of which only 5,000 years have passed. Thus, there is still a balance of 427,000 years to come. Of these 427,000 years, the 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago provide the opportunity for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to the Krishna conscious movement, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, thus be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. So in one lecture, Prabhupada was talking about Lord Chaitanya, and he was pronouncing the S like sha. This is the Bengali. They don't say sa, they say sha. So he said, Lord Chaitanya has come to shave you. And all the devotees were laughing. And then Prabhupada understood, oh, Lord Chaitanya has come to save you and shave you. Because they were all hippies, and a lot of them anyway. So, yes, Lord Chaitanya has come. Now is the last chance for the people of Kali Yuga to become Krishna conscious. 10,000 years only. That don't waste your time. And after that, finished, Prabhupada was talking with Allen Ginsberg. And Allen Ginsberg was asking Prabhupada, what will it be like at the end of Kali Yuga? And Prabhupada leaned over to Allen Ginsberg and said, Allen, it's you eat me and I eat you. That's the end of Kali Yuga. Everyone is eating each other. And so Allen Ginsberg said, well, what about your disciples? Prabhupada said, they will be with Krishna. They will be with Krishna. That's not a problem. And anyone who follows Prabhupada, also that goes. Not just for his disciples, but grand disciples, all the disciples. Whoever follows Srila Prabhupada, they will go to Krishna. So, by following the order, the light in this Kali Yuga is the order of the spiritual masters. So if we follow this order, we will invoke the mode of goodness. We'll always be with the spiritual master when we'll go back to Godhead at the end of life. So what is the order? What is the light? Chant Hare Krishna without offenses, follow the four regulative principles, and preach. My initiation letter, I wrote in the old days, we had to write a letter to Prabhupada. We had to string our beads, send them to Prabhupada with a letter. So I wrote a letter to Prabhupada. If you don't initiate me, I'll be just like a dead body. I quoted from Bhagavatam's second canto. If you don't get the dust of lotus feet of the spiritual master, then you're just like a dead body. So he wrote me back and he said, yes, first birth is from father and mother, but real birth is from the spiritual master. And he gave me six instructions. He said, chant at least 16 rounds, follow strictly the four regulative principles, read and study all my books, do deity worship, and go on Sankirtan and preach, and be 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. So I've been trying to follow all of those instructions. And this is the order. We get the order. The order is there for all of us. And I'd like to give some examples of preaching. You may think, oh, how can I preach? Well, there is this one lady, Rajani, I can't remember, Rajani Priya or something, 98 years old. And she is preaching in California. She lives in a very wealthy section of California. How does she preach? And she's 98, she doesn't get around. Well, she lives near the beach, so she goes to the beach, she sees some homeless people there, and she got them all chanting, and she's given them books. And so she can preach at 98 years old. Then there's another one, 17 years old girl who's in a wheelchair, who can't move, I think it's terminal. She has a very bad disease, and she'll never be able to walk, and she's completely in ecstasy, happy, grateful to Krishna, to give her the opportunity for association of devotees. Saraswati was 3 years old. She could preach. She would go to people and say, guess what? And people would say, what? And she said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she could preach. So everybody can preach. And if we preach, then we will please Srila Prabhupada. We will follow the order. I forgot to read paragraph 6. Okay, we'll read paragraph 6. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is potent always, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, while instructing Maharaj Pariksit, stressed this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Kaler dosani he raja nasti he kama guna kirtana deva krishna samukta sangha param vijit. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Those who have accepted the task of spreading the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in full Krishna consciousness should take this opportunity to deliver people very easily from the clutches of material existence. Our duty, therefore, is to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach the Krishna conscious movement all over the world very sincerely. This is the best welfare activity for the peace and prosperity of human society. So, in case you didn't know, you have a duty. Preach. That's your duty. Another example came to my mind. One two-year-old child was preaching. Two-year-old child. He was a little Indian boy and lived in Bombay. And there were many flats. And the little boy would go to each flat and beg food from the people. Now, the people knew that his family was vegetarian. So they would, you know, give him vegetarian food. But after a while, they started to get embarrassed, thinking, oh, this little child's vegetarian, and we can't follow him. This child's following. So they all started to be vegetarian. And then after a while, after they became vegetarian, they started inquiring, well, what is this about? They came to their parents, and they all got japamala and started chanting Hare Krishna. And so the kid, he moved to all the flats. He made everyone devotees just by begging food from them. He said, we have to make prasadam for this boy. We can't just give him not prasadam. So everybody can preach. This is our duty. So paragraph 7, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why is it so glorious? This has also been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheta Darpanam Arjunam. By the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one's heart is cleansed. The whole difficulty is that in this age of Kali, there is no sattva-guna and no clearance of the heart, and therefore people are making the mistake of identifying with their bodies. Even the big philosophers and scientists with whom we deal are practically all under the impression that they are their bodies. The other day, we were discussing a prominent philosopher, Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. This means he was in the bodily conception of life. Everywhere we find the same misunderstanding. As soon as one is in the bodily conception of life, one is nothing but an animal like a cat or dog, sa'eva gokara. Thus, the most dangerous of the dirty things within our hearts is this misidentification of the body as a self. Under the influence of this misunderstanding, one thinks, I am this body. I am Englishman, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim. This misconception is the strongest impediment, and it must be removed. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita begins with this instruction, Dehinosmin yatha dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantra prapti diras tatanamuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. 2.13. Although the soul is within the body, nevertheless, because of misunderstanding and animal propensities, one accepts the body as a self. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. To cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The leaders of the Krishna conscious movement should very seriously take this opportunity to be kind to the fallen souls by delivering them from the misunderstanding of materialistic life. So Prabhupada often gave the example of Professor Kotovsky. Prabhupada was talking about reincarnation. The professor said, "Swamiji, after death, everything is finished." So Prabhupada always gave, PhD he has, but he doesn't know what's going to happen to him after this life. So another time, I was listening to a lecture of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, this one verse of Bhagavad Gita, if you just understand one line, it can change your whole consciousness. It can change the whole world. So what is that one line? It was from this verse that was quoted here in the purport, 2:13. And the line was, Tata Dehantara Prapti, change of body. They just understand this one line. That's all they need to know. That's all they need to know. So, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati one time met the Indian freedom fighter Bose. I can't remember his full name. Something Chandra Bose. Subhash Chandra Bose. Netaji. Suchanda, okay. Subhash. But he met Bose. Oh, Netaji is part of that name? Oh, okay. Netaji, Subhash Chandra. Wow. Okay. So, because Bose was concerned that, you know, he wanted men for his army, and Bhaktisiddhanta was getting all these men. And so Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, you know, they're very skinny, they're not very useful for you, for your purpose. And then he asked Bose, do you believe in reincarnation? And Bose said, yes, I believe in reincarnation. So Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, so, in your next life, if you're born an Englishman, are you going to fight for the English? For the British? Because he was trying to get the British out of India. He was against the British. So maybe this happened. Who knows? Maybe he's born in Britain now. But that's what Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said to him. That you have to be careful. I met one man in Australia who was always meditating, the Muslims this and Muslims that. I said, you're going to be a Muslim in your next life. Be careful. Don't do negative meditation. So, we have to be careful. We have to invoke the mode of goodness. So our duty is jiva doya. Namaruchi, Vaishnav seva jiva doya. We have to be merciful to the poor fallen souls. So I'll read the last paragraph, paragraph 8. One cannot be happy in any way within this material world. It's stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:16, Aprama Bhuvana Loka Punaravartinarjuna. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. Therefore, not to speak of going to the moon, even if one is promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahma Loka, there cannot be any happiness in this material world. If one actually wants happiness, one must go to the spiritual world. The material world is characterized by a struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest is a well-known principle. So here he's kind of accepting Darwin's philosophy in a way. But the poor souls of this material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. So that's important. Who is fit and what is survival? Survival does not mean that one should die. Survival means one should not die, but should enjoy an everlastingly blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to make every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita give definite directions on how to stop the struggle for existence and how to survive an eternal life. The Sankirtan movement, therefore, is a great opportunity. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one becomes completely purified. Thus, the struggle for existence ceases, and one goes back home, back to Godhead. So struggle begins in the womb. Prabhupada was describing how we're unconscious for the first 7 months, but after 7 months, we're conscious. And we're lying in stool and urine, and bugs are biting, and there's nothing we can do. We just have to be in that situation for another 2 months. And then after we're born, then we're crying, the baby's crying, and some bugs are biting, or he wants to drink some milk, and they think, oh, he's sick, let's give him some medicine. So then again, he suffers this medicine he doesn't want to take, he's forced to take. And then he gets older, and he goes to school, and Srila Prabhupada said, I did not want to go to school. Children don't want to go to school, they want to play. And so his mother had to hire someone to take Prabhupada to school. He didn't want to go. And I see the children are suffering so much. I was in Bombay in a traffic jam. And right next to me, there was a bus of school children, maybe 8 to 10 years old, 6:30 at night, in a traffic jam. So it's suffering. It's suffering, the school. And in the school, I remember I used to sleep in school. It was too much torture. I didn't like it. It was very boring. And so, but you're forced for so many years to go to school. And so Prabhupada's mother had to hire someone. And but the devotees, if you become a devotee, then you can escape one of my godbrothers. Bhadrinarayan Maharaj, he told a story how his father was retiring. He had worked like 70 years in his company. So he invited Bhadrinarayan to his going away party. And he gave a lecture to the people, to his friends in the business. He said, so I worked hard. I spent my whole life, 70 years, working for this company. Now I'm retiring, but my youngest son, he was most intelligent. He retired at the age of 17 and joined the Hare Krishna movement. So, yeah, this is our, yeah, we escape karma. They say you're escapists. Yeah, we're escaping karma. We don't want any more karma. Why should we have karma? It's not for us. And we don't belong here. It's not a happy place. I remember when I was in school, when I was 10 years old, and I was suffering, and I was looking at all the children, and I was thinking to myself, I don't know where I'm from, but one thing I know, I'm not one of them. I'm not American. Maybe I'm from another country. Maybe I'm from another planet. But one thing I know is I'm not from here. I'm not American. So, yeah, and I was lucky. Then when I first met Srila Prabhupada in the airport in Gainesville, I was walking behind him. I was following him. For the first time in my life, I felt, here is where I belong. Finally, I belong somewhere. They were telling us all the careers in high school, and I didn't choose. They said, you have to choose one. I didn't choose any of them. So I said, oh, I don't want to be any of these things. So I became a musician because it wasn't one of those. I was following behind Prabhupada, and I was thinking, I can do this the rest of my life. So that's what we have to do. We belong here. This is our house. This is our place, Vrindavan, the spiritual world. And this is the place where we belong. Otherwise, we will never be happy. So how to survive? Surrender to Krishna, follow instructions of the spiritual master, invoke the mode of goodness in your life, and then share your good fortune with others. Yudhisthira was lamenting after the battle of Kurukshetra. If you read Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, he was saying, oh, this body, which was meant for others, because of my body, so many people were killed. So he was lamenting. So we should know this body, this mind, does not belong to us. It belongs to Krishna. And we can only be peaceful if we use it in Krishna's service. Use it for others. Help Prabhupada spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. There's only 10,000 years left. If you get born in the heavenly planets, you're going to miss it. Next life, if you go to heaven, you're going to come back for the worst part. So better do it this life. Better do it this life. Okay, so we'll stop here. Any questions? We have a few. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, wonderful class.
In the fifth paragraph, where it was saying that 432,000 years, 5,000 is gone, there's 270,000 years left. Prabhupada says here, oh, there's the 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement. In that talk with Allen Ginsberg, as I remember it, Srila Prabhupada said, after these 10,000 years, there
Will be this. Yeah, of course, of course.
So my question to you is, how can we take seriously the chanting of the holy name and extricate ourselves from this very, very, this quagmire of material existence? How can we take chanting part? How can we surrender? How can we take it seriously? More seriously.
I would just say we need to remember Srila Prabhupada and his example, what he did, how he did it. When Prabhupada was here on this planet, then we didn't think, you know, how to surrender. We just did it. He would give us an order, and we would just do it. So because why? Out of love for Prabhupada. So we need to develop our relationship with Srila Prabhupada. We need to develop our relationship with Krishna when we're chanting the holy name. I am yours, Krishna, I am yours, Radharani, I am yours. Please engage me. Please let me serve you. And the rest of the time, we need to be grateful. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me. We need to appreciate this opportunity that we have. If we appreciate it, then we'll take more advantage. If you just go along mechanically, then you think, okay, another day, another 16 rounds. No, not like that. We need to thank you for allowing me to chant, for giving me the tongue. You know, you may lose your voice. You may lose your power to walk. You may lose your hearing. So be grateful for everything you have. Grateful for the association of devotees. And that will inspire us. And, of course, take association of devotees, too. But we have a lot of work to do in our own selves. As we're in Gita class, the mind is the friend, the mind is the enemy. We have to control the mind. We need to invoke the mode of goodness within ourselves. Because the worst enemy is our own mind. There's no problem outside, according to Bhagavad Gita. We may think there's lots of problems outside. But actually, it comes down to our own mind. And so, time to invoke the mode of goodness. Chant, associate. Yes, he has a question over there.
Madam, you were giving the example of the boy going in the house for prasadam and that is preaching. So also Prabhupada gave an example when you are shaving head and walking on the street and unknowingly of the jinn, you usually will say this Hare Krishna Allah boy. So unknowingly also preaching there.
Okay. When you dress as a devotee and wear tilak, especially in the West, here in Vrindavan, everybody is a devotee, so it's not here. You may not preach so much unless you're a Westerner. If you're a Westerner, then it's some preaching. That's right. 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 Yeah, now this is the real family. Good. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yes, over there.
Hearing
Well, practice means you keep trying. You don't give up, that's all. You have to keep trying. I'm still trying after 47 years. I'm still trying to control my mind. But it's better than when I first started. I can say that much. Some progress is there. And the more you stay, then the more the dirty things come out, so you think, oh, I'm not making progress. But Srila Prabhupada gives the example of when you chant, all the dirty things come. And you see them. Before, you didn't see them. You thought, oh, I'm really a good devotee, or I'm a good person. But Srila Prabhupada said, so why is this? It's just like when you have a very dirty house and you go away for a month or two from your house, especially in Vrindavan, or 1 year or two, or a million years. And you get lots of dust in that house. And so when you start cleaning, the dust flies and you see it. So our hearts are so dirty, millions of births. So now we're cleaning, so we see the dust, but don't be attached to the dust. Don't think, oh, that is me, that is my desire. No, don't go for it. Just like the rivers flow into the ocean, Gita says, so you have to be detached. So we practice and we're detached also. Be detached, don't follow those desires. Don't identify with them. We identify, oh, this is me. No, not you. From some previous birth, some body you had, it was that body. It's not you now. So don't go for them. But practice. Practice makes perfect. And you practice every day chanting. Maybe one mantra will be perfect. And that's enough. That's enough. We practice, but other people are mercy cases. We're also mercy cases too. So we have to beg for the mercy. Okay, any other questions over here? Last question.
Thank you very much, Tanya, for a wonderful class. You said in your class that we should preach.
Mm-hmm. Prabhupada says. Yeah, giving classes is preaching too. Otherwise, we could stay in our room curled up with a book and be happy with ourselves. But that's not Prabhupada's mood. That's not Prabhupada's mood. Prabhupada's mood is get out there and share what you know. Otherwise, you lose it. If you don't share it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that question. He wants to take everyone back to Godhead. Any examples? So many. There was one mother of a devotee, Kartikeya, and she was not favorable to Krishna consciousness. But then when she was dying, the son was there. And she asked her son, is your Krishna here now? And she died. Prabhupada said she went back to Godhead. There's one example. There are many examples like that, where the children went. There was another one in America. The son was there, and he was chanting to his mother. She left the body. And then a few days later, he got a dream where this beautiful 8-year-old girl came out from a forest, beautiful forest, and said to him, oh, thank you so much, thank you so much. This is so beautiful. It's a beautiful place here. And so he understood it was an ordinary forest, an ordinary girl. But his mother went back to Godhead. And this person who had this dream, he doesn't believe in all these kind of dreams and things. But he believed in that one. There are many examples. You go. Some devotees go to Bhrigu astrologer, and the Bhrigu tells them, "Oh, because of your devotional service, your mother and father have gone back to Godhead." Bhrigu tells. And so even though, yeah, there was even not only your mother, father, your cats and your dogs. I just read a BTG article about one family who had a cat, and the cat ate prasadam, and then the cat was hit by a car and died, and a few weeks later they had a dream. A beautiful girl came and said, "Oh, thank you so much for all you've done for me as a cat." Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, because the cat was just doing devotional service without offense. That's the all the animals in Vrindavan go back to Godhead. And the animals of the devotees also can go or get promoted or go. And so we should, yes, we should keep on with our devotional service. I gave this quote before. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, if a pure devotee is born in a family 100 generations before, 100 generations after, will be liberated. If a madhyama, a middle devotee, a preacher is born in a family 14 generations before, 14 generations after. If a neophyte devotee is born in a family 3 generations before and 3 generations after. So even if you're not a pure devotee, you can liberate your family. And they can go back to Godhead. Of course, Prabhupada asked what kind of liberation. It's not that they went straight back to Godhead. He said they will become devotees. That is their liberation. They will become devotees. Okay, so we'll stop here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.